I mean, I've considered myself lucky in my football career, my football life. Played at Yale. I mean, didn't play a lot, but I was on the team. Traditionally, you know, great. I mean, Walter Camp, all the good stuff there. Then I got a chance to coach at Notre Dame, New England, the Giants. I mean, it's just, you know, I consider myself blessed to be in this situation to come and even interview with the Green Bay Packers, where, you know, it's just a great organization from the ground, from everywhere, you know, however you look at it. And I was just excited to come here to visit.
Look at, you know, like Martinez, you had, and the guys, Jake Ryan, guys you've had here. Are you still in that process?
We're still in the process right now, just evaluating. You know, again, I don't want to give those guys a disjustice by speaking out on that, and just I'm still gathering information, just looking at it. But, I mean, I know they a bunch of productive players. I mean, they've been productive for a while in this league, and I mean, not all of them, in terms of, like, their age and stuff or the amount of years they've been in the league, but, I mean, it's the Green Bay Packers. They know how to win here, and these guys have been productive here, so.
Mike was talking about how he doesn't have a lot of guys on his staff that he's worked with in the past, but he's excited about all the new ideas. Mm-hmm. Why does, in your opinion, does that make such a strong staff?
Again, you would have to ask Coach McCarthy that one. I mean,
no,
I can't speak for him.
I'm talking about Mike
Patton. Oh, Mike. Okay, Mike Patton. Okay, for me, I mean, I think it's, you know, anytime you got a chance to learn from other people, again, it goes back to getting better every day. You know, you might have thought about playing this coverage a certain way your whole career. And all of a sudden somebody comes in, you're open to hear the adjustments they may have there. And you might, you know what, that might be a better way to play this. And so there, it's just all about improvement. Now, it might also be, okay, I appreciate the thought, but we're still going to do it like that. But, again, that's how you learn, I think, you know, again, just going through that process. Even though whether I've been in the league for 10 years, 12 years, whatever it may be, that's how you grow. You become better as a coach, I believe.
You're still looking at players. Tom was talking about Jake and then Blake Martinez, the guy that leads the league in tackles. Mm-hmm. But how can a guy like that get better? Where can he improve?
Everybody has to get better.
Right.
Everybody. I mean, I'm not going to get into specifics about it, but, I mean, anytime you get complacent in this league, any player in the NFL that does that, they're usually out the door. So, I mean, I can't speak for him. But I just know any player in this league, complacency can't. If you want to be successful, you can't fall into that trap.
How is what's being asked of inside linebackers these days? And, you know, with all the sub defense and everything else, how is what they're being asked to do, you know, different than say 10, 12 years ago, maybe when you were coaching guys like this?
To me, and really, as you evaluate the championship games, the playoff games, and go back through it, you know, like, guys have to get off blocks. Like, that hasn't changed. It's not going to change. Like, you have to get off blocks. No matter how much people, whether it's the media or the people outside saying it's a space game, like, you have to get off the block to win the game. I mean, it's just going to come down to that. Watch the Super Bowl from last year. Watch the championship games from last year. Watch the championship games from this year. Get ready to watch. You have to get off blocks. So that's never going to change. Block destruction, defeating blocks, that's not going to change. In terms of the passing game, you got to defend the field inside out. Like, I don't know if that's going to change. No matter how much they do the read option, the RPOs and all that stuff, you look at it, the middle of the field, that's where they're trying to attack. I mean, it hasn't changed. The high lows on the inside guys. So I don't know, like, you look at that with the run game, the pass game. Obviously some of the scheme is a little bit different, but it comes down to defeating blocks, tackling people, and playing your leverage and coverage. So, I mean, I don't know how much has changed. It hasn't changed since I started playing football. But I know what you're saying, but, like, that's what it comes down to. Now, our goal as coaches is to help narrow that scope and make sure they understand it. The key thing to me is getting their eyes in the right place. You get their eyes in the right place, and there might be a little bit more going on with the eyes going on for those guys, but get their eyes in the right place, you're okay.
So what's the coaching technique to get guys to focus on that?
It goes back to before I even started coaching or even playing, and goes back a long time, reading your keys. I mean, like, again, reading your keys. I mean, coaches say it all the time. You go out to training camp practice, you'll hear it being screamed from every coach in every corner of the field. But reading your keys, there's a reason why somebody came up with reading your keys. I tell them all the time, I didn't make it up. So, like, just understand, I did not make it up. Reading your keys is obviously important because I'm saying it in 2018. Someone said it back in 1905. Read your keys. That's what it comes down to.